Welcome back to the Sneaker Addicts podcast with me, Danny, aka at Roystinho, and my good friend Dan, aka at Dan underscore Squire. Good evening, Daniel.
Evening, Danny.
And we are on Zoom because me and Dan have been ultra, ultra busy. And because of that, we had nobody better to invite on this week. We thought we'd add the third wheel of the Sneaker Addicts podcast, Tess, aka at Wavy TMJ. Good evening to Tess. How are we doing?
Hi, geezers. Absolutely fabulous.
Absolutely fabulous. And so, yeah, how have we been anyway? It's been a couple of weeks. Me and Dan were really busy last week, like we said. Dan, yeah. How's life treating you?
Yeah, not too bad. Busy bank holiday weekend. Worked it all, so nothing too exciting to report. But it makes it a little easier working when the weather's rubbish, so you don't feel like you're missing out too much.
The usual weather forecast update with Dan Squire. When it's sunny, he's happy. When he's raining, he's happy to be in work. So that's what we'll
do. Absolutely miserable. Danny, the listeners can't see, but you finally had a haircut.
Oh, mate, you just spoiled my next line because I was going to ask you, what do you think of my haircut?
We'll let Tess be the judge on that.
Yeah, well, she's a bit more style than you.
I think it's dapper. Alex Bass is not so convinced, but I like it.
Yeah, Mr. Bass liked the long hair, but I think that's only because he's like 1990s curtains. I think it just helped his haircut with mine being so long as well. I think that's why he liked it. But how's things down south?
It's lovely. Weather's been beautiful, obviously. You know, I'm getting a suntan because it's grim up north.
I mean, I'm not going to lie with today. I have absolutely frozen my potatoes off.
It's been beautiful. Look, you saw me. I was out in my golfs because it was sunny. It was dry.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Have we had any pick? We don't do this usually, but any pickups recently, people? Have we got anything? Dan, you picked up anything?
I haven't, mate. The last thing I picked up was the ACG SB, the last one.
Oh, yeah. Celadon. Yeah.
The Celadon one, yeah. And that was the last thing I picked up. But, yeah, we obviously saw Tess posted the Gulfs today. Lovely shoe.
They're beautiful.
I don't like them.
Yeah, no, that's because you want them.
That is exactly why I don't like them.
I'm the same. I just want them for that orange sole. That orange sole is just ace.
No, it's electric. It's beautiful, especially in the sunshine. It actually matched the blue skies of down south.
Well, but I mean...
Danny, talking of pickups, you've had a decent one recently.
Which one?
The Overkill.
Oh, right, okay, we're talking trainers. Yes.
What? You?
That Overkill ZX8,500s. Do you know what? I'm not going to lie. I was worried that I wanted them from Overkill because I thought you'd get all the goodies inside from Overkill and you wouldn't get them from everywhere else. But you do still get the overshoes, you know, the weird overshoes.
Yeah.
So I got my pair from... I was drunk on one night when they released and I looked on Instagram. And
you say it like you're surprised. You say it like you're in shock.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was drunk one night. And, yeah, and they popped up as I was looking on Instagram on Offspring. And I just clicked the link and through, and yeah, they are. So I got to the point where, because I wasn't getting them from Mark at Overkill, I almost wasn't bothered. I wanted the painted box and all the special bits that Overkill might have thrown in there. But, mate, I got them out of the box, and what a shoe. They are ridiculous. They are so good. They are the best A to ZX series so far.
Yeah, I think it's a brilliant shoe. But I think for the listeners, we've been doing a bit of a count, haven't we, Danny?
And 5.
Is it?
Is it not?
I don't know. I'll take your word for it, mate.
Come on, because I've had this offer. Somebody else called me out on it. I was like, 5 pairs. Street Hawkers. Pink Pigs. VX1000s. Bacon 90s. ZX8,500s.
Okay, so are we saying no pairs in May then?
Or well, hold on, I was about to say, yeah, just because you're drunk doesn't mean it don't count.
I mean, who's saying nothing?
Okay, drunken purchases are actually negated. If you're sober, it's acceptable, and it goes in the count list.
Tessa, I owe you a beer next time I see you. I will have that one, definitely. I'll maybe use that for another time. I don't know what's coming out in May. We'll get onto the releases this week. I don't think there's anything on the releases this week. But we'll see. Anyway, loads of waffle, and I think we will talk like waffle on a little bit today, but we have got a little bit of news as well, Dan, have we?
Well, not so much happening in the sneaker world, I don't think. I may have missed it. You know, obviously stuff happens and it goes over my head, or if I'm not bothered about it, I'll skip it. But a couple of things that have happened recently. Another Travis Scott release last week, the Jordan 6 British khaki. Tess, going to come to you for this one, because I thought, just obviously following Tess on Instagram, seeing her do that post with the Travis Scott in McDonald's and stuff, I was like, oh, Tess has got a pair coming. But not to be, Tess. But what do you think of that shoe? Did you go for them? What are you saying?
In all honesty, my heart of hearts, I didn't like it. I get the hype and everything like that. And look, I'm owning the fact that I'm a bit of a hype beast. And I like the shaggy suede. I think the thing is, I like the OG one, but I'm not really a massive Six fan. And I wear them occasionally, but I don't have that sort of emotional connection that I get with the Jordan ones. And I think there's no point in buying it just to have it on the shelf, as far as I was concerned. And that is kind of what it was. And when it passed me by and I saw it on everyone's feed, I just wasn't bothered. And that said everything to me. I didn't need them.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a shoe for me, but just on what you said there, I feel, without going off piece from the news, I feel a little bit like that anyway at the minute. There's lots of product that, if I miss it, I just feel like I'm not too bothered. At the minute, there's just so much. I don't know. Is it like oversaturation? Is it just lots of product on Instagram, or what you see, or I don't know.
I think for me, it's saying the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah, and like you say, getting things just to stick it on a shelf and hardly wear it or wear it occasionally. I'm past that now. I just want things that I really, really want. And I know I joke a lot about the one a month and the getting 12 in the year and all that kind of stuff, but it's genuine. There's not been anything else. Apart from maybe the Gulf Dunks, they are ones that I really wanted. But yeah, nice dancing test. We can't see you on a podcast. But apart from that, I don't think there's anything that's really come out that I've missed particularly. Dan?
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same. I mean, with going back to the Travis Scott 6, for me, having the olive one, the original one, if I didn't have that, I would have gone for them. But when, as I do have that one and the retail was 210 quid, it was an easy kind of, not an easy pass, because don't get me wrong, I think it's a great shoe, but it's 200 quid that I didn't need to spend, so I just didn't go for them. But if I didn't have the olive...
They're too similar.
Yeah,
They were too samey. It was like they were both that sort of that olive green, and then you had another, you know, the khaki. It was a bit like, it's like left or right. Left, you know, it wasn't like in a different direction where you were kind of going, I have to have this. It's spectacular.
Yeah, totally. And it's a really nice shoe. Saw a pair in hand the other day. It is really good. But I think if you've got one, you don't need the other. So it was an easy pass. But sticking on Travis Scott, obviously he's got such a collection now already. You know, he's only been collaborating with Nike a couple of years, and he's got Air Force Ones, Jordan Ones, Jordan Fours, Jordan Sixes, SBs. Who else has done that in such a short space of time?
He's doing really well.
Can't think of anybody. And all his shoes are quite solid. Maybe that Air Max 270 thing. Maybe not so much for me. But I think all the other shoes are quite. The solid releases, there's none that I really dislike or hate.
Oh, totally. And I'd put it out there that even the 270 is better than any other 270 that's out there. It's the shoe that's probably like not great rather than what he's done to it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'll give him that. But then obviously there's the ones coming out. There's the highs and the lows, the white. Are they the triple collab type things?
With fragments. Yes.
Yes.
Is that so? Is this the start of rinsing Travis Scott, like the Off-White stuff? Because I feel like a lot of his, like the sixes are very similar to the sixes that have gone before, just different colorways. These high and low ones, very similar, just a different colorway. Whereas before, everything, from what I can think of, everything's been a different shoe or a different spin. Or am I wrong? I can't think.
I think you're wrong, because he's had a couple of Air Force Ones and things like that. I only think you're wrong because I think the rinsing has started before this. I think for a single artist with Nike, he's had so many shoes, because he's had the Jordan like 33s or whatever he's had as well that no one talks about. So he's got a lot of shoes in his catalogue. I think they are rinsing him, but I think it started before this year.
Yeah, yeah. And a good thing an interesting thing I heard the other day, who will be next? I thought, well, that's a great one. And it got my mind, who's going to come up next? Who's the next Travis Scott? Who's the next Virgil Abloh? And like, who's the next on the production line? I'm really interested to see who that person is. I can't call it. I'm not cool enough in that. to be honest, I'm... But yeah.
So, you know what is cool, though? Slam Jam New Balance collaboration on the 991. Have we seen this, what they're doing with the release? Because I think it is absolutely amazing.
Tess, seen it?
Oh, I had a look at the shoe. I haven't looked at the release.
So I'm going to let you take this away, Dan, because obviously we had a little conversation this morning as I was freezing my spuds off. And you said, have you seen it? I was like, oh, no, I've seen the shoe, but I didn't fully understand the release and what they were doing. But go on, take it away. Let our listeners know.
So basically what they're doing with the release on Friday, I believe this week, is the shoe will be releasing at Slam Jam over in Europe, obviously. And at the tiny, absolutely tiny little New Balance factory outlet store up in Shap in Cumbria. And this is a tiny, tiny little outlet shop, you know, not too far away from the factory. The manager's been there forever. This, you know, lady called Ruth, apparently. It's just a tiny little shop, and that's where they're launching the shoe in the UK, which I think is amazing.
That is super cool.
That is class. And that would have been an epic drive out, you know, just to go and get a pair. But is it Friday?
I believe it's Friday, yeah. So if we've got any listeners up there,
in the sticks.
Yeah, that's going to be a good day out. Pick up an awesome shoe. But you can imagine that's going to be the busiest that shop has ever been.
Which is very in line with the Slam Jam ethos.
Tell us more.
Well, Luca Bonini, sit back everyone, who started up the brand in 1989, basically by importing, he was actually the first importer of Stussy, Carhartt and Undercover, and brought basically what we would call streetwear and brought in music and clubbing into the mainstream. But they were situated not in Milan, but actually in Ferrara initially. So they've always sort of been a bit left field in that respect. And they sort of brought in this whole concept of accessible streetwear clothing way before all of the bigger brands like Burberry, and they've been doing it for a lot longer. So to have it in a small shop in Cumbria is very much in line with what they have started.
Wow,
there we go,
coming on and dropping knowledge. We've told you about this before, Tess, coming on and showing me and Dan up. But yeah, what do we think about the shoe? With obviously the story and the release and everything's great.
Why do you like it? I really like it. I like this muted leather. I like the silver accent. I kind of think of it'd be relevant under a pinstripe suit. It has that sharp but sort of classy or classic look to it.
I mean, the 991's a good shape anyway. I love the ripstop material used on it mixed with the suede. I just think it's class.
No, I like it. I think it's a solid shoe. Probably not one that I'd go for myself, but I can appreciate everything that's gone into it to make it what it is.
So moving on, I got asked a really good question this week. Just a customer in my shop, we were just chatting about trainers and stuff. And I can't remember how we got onto it, but he asked me the question. It had me a little bit stuck for a minute. So I'm going to ask you guys this before I give any answer. He said to me, have we already seen the shoe of the year? So has the best shoe of 2021 already released?
So when he was asking you, was there a reference? Was he saying, is this, or was it just a general open-ended question?
It was a general open-ended question. We ended up talking about it. I can't remember what he was wearing. And we were just talking about how many good shoes have been out this year and that there's something good every couple of weeks. And he said, do you think the best shoe of the year has already released? And it left me thinking, you know what? I'm not going to answer that, but I'll make Danny and Tess answer it instead.
Oh, brilliant. Here's Tess, have we got an answer for it?
Yeah, it's flipping May. It's May. No. I mean, I think it's so also it's subjective, isn't it? I mean, I'm still waiting for these Off-White Breads fours to turn up. I want to see these fragments. I've obviously there's some been amazing dunks so far. It is, I think it's subjective, and I want to wait and see. It's like the Oscars, not seeing all the films and then trying to vote on what you've seen so far. No.
That's a good call. But I will stand by the first pickup I bought this year, the Street Hawker Dunks, and I've declared it. And I said there will not be a better pair of trainers this year. And I still don't think there's been some great shoes. I still don't think there's been a better pair of trainers than those Street Hawker Dunks. Just everything about it, the shoe, the mismatched nature, the materials, the packaging, the fact it wasn't even a collab, it was just a straight off Nike SB, it was there. I think somebody had a hand in the design, but it wasn't like with a store or like concepts or anybody like that. And I genuinely don't think it still will be beaten. I think I can see me in December thinking, yeah, Street Hawkers, still the best shoe this year.
Yeah, I think that's the way to answer this question is, but trying to pick even your favourite shoe this year so far, when you think there's been things like the Jordan 3, Amman Manier, there's been the Carpet Dunks as well, there's been the Bacon Air Max 90, there's been those Overkill ZX will be up there for some people, you know, there's been some amazing shoes, but to pick your best and then think, will there be something better this year? It's a tough one because I'm with Tess on the Off-White Bred Fours. If they come out, that'll be hard to top because what a shoe.
So the way I judged my response was if that Street Hawker pair would have dropped in December, would have they been the shoe of the year for 2020? And my answer would be yes. They would have topped everything from 2020. Cordobas. Ooh. Better than Cordobas. Better
yeah, they were. Danny, that's not a big shout.
Oi! Tess, yeah, Tess is...
Oh, yes.
Go on.
I mean, yeah, I love Street Hawkers. You know I do. But then I'd be going, oh, but what about the Strange Loves? And, oh, what about the... So, no, I want first, second and third place.
No, I get that. But I'm judging it on that. If the Street Hawker would have come out in 2020, they would have been my favourite shoe from last year. And I think I did have that. I like the Cordobas. I can't remember what I placed in 1, 2, 3. It changes as often as I change my underpants, to be honest. But I think I had
Strangers third.
If that. Strangers third, Travis Scott second, and Cordoba first, I think is how I ranked them in the end. But I think Street Hawkers would have gone above that, all those. So that's what I'm judging my answer on.
Big call. Big call.
Well, let's see when I pick up my 12 pairs in December if I still say the same. And if I've changed my mind, I will buy you both drinks and dinner in Leeds. Oh, hang on. Dinner or lunch?
And you get my train fare as well.
I'll send you a freebie pass down. Yeah, no worries.
So dinner or lunch, but isn't that the same thing, Danny?
Well, I think dinner and lunch is the same thing.
No. No. Yeah.
Yes.
No. It's not. We have our breakfast in the morning.
I don't think anyone can have breakfast in the morning. Depending on what time you get.
Okay. So, but historically, that was the first meal of the day. You're breaking your fast.
Of course.
Ready for your history lesson?
I knew that. Dan's looking bemused at the thing going, it's like Jack Allen on, what's the film, what's the movie? And all the things just come in front of him.
Yeah. Well, your dinner was a heavy meal. It was the 1700s where people were going off to work and they needed an extra meal to keep them going. But of course they couldn't have their hot meal, which is when they started to bring to work a lunch, which was a smaller snack. It was sandwiches. But a dinner is a main meal. So if you have your dinner at lunchtime, that could be dinner, but it really isn't.
So dinner can be any time. Dinner is just the biggest meal of the day, is what we're saying.
Dinner should be the biggest meal of the day, but in the 1700s, it shifted that because people were at work and they didn't have the ability to have a dinner. So therefore, we had lunch slotted in.
Okay. So, Danny, if I say to you, Friday night, do you want to go? Oh, no, that night gives it away. Saturday, do you want to go for dinner? What time do you think we're going for food?
Oh, my God. Do you know what? Genuinely, I would turn around and say...
I'd say you're asking out on a date.
I mean,
it's not a norm. It happens often. I would genuinely turn around and say, what time? I'd say, what time, mate?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a preconceived thing in my head.
You want to be going, oh, love, you want to come out for dinner? And she'll go, oh, Danny, is that about lunchtime?
See, because Danny, I thought you were dinner was lunch.
It is. Dinner is middle of the day. And tea.
Give supper.
Tea is at tea time. What are you, Dan?
You see, I think it works for both. I kind of like that old way of dinner is the biggest meal of the day. If you're going for dinner, it doesn't matter what time it is, just get fed.
Interesting. Right, so I'm at primary school, right? And I'm queuing up and I get served my food in the middle of the day by who?
Lunch ladies.
Shut up. Shut up. It's not a lunch lady.
You're in the lunch queue.
The person who serves me my food is called
Sharon.
Sharon. Tess, what was the person at your posh school, which I'm sure you went to?
I was in Croydon, mate. And I packed lunch.
What was the name of the person who served you your food at school?
I had packed lunch.
Oh, shut up.
Hear that, Danny. It was a packed lunch. It's not a packed dinner.
Yeah. I mean, there's a great counter argument right there.
But, so I think it's a good time for the code word.
Oh, yeah. So in fact, I'm not going to take credit for this. I like to take credit for many things when Dan does most of the donkey work. But Dan said, very quickly, should we drop the code word in the middle of the podcast to stop Sean from cheating and going to the end to get the code word? And you're like, ooh, I like that sneakiness. So the code word for today is what?
Dinner time.
Because dinner time is in the middle. So it's in the middle of the podcast. So that's what time we eat our dinner, in the middle of the day.
And shout out to Sean, who got it again 2 weeks ago. I don't even know what the streak is now, but unreal. Man, so let's see if he's doing it legit.
And we will get you on. Excuse me. Obviously, we're doing a Zoom call, a Zoom podcast today, hence Tess on. But when we can link up again and it's not minus whatever it is outside and chucking it down, we'll get you on in the middle of the day. And we'll do a live one with you, Sean. Because I think you deserve it, even for the streak. Even if you lose your streak this week. So, yes. Are we still talking about, like, eating anyway? Or are we moving on from that?
Can we talk about shoes?
No, we're going to go back to shoes. Oh. And something else that happened this week, or at least they showed it this week. Complex Sneakers, Joe LaPuma and the guys went sneaker shopping with Mayer. Obviously, one of the biggest sneakerheads, been in the game for forever. And Mayer must have bought 20 pairs of white-on-white Air Force Ones.
Right, okay.
So, my question is, what shoe do you always make sure you have for summer? Is there a shoe in your collection where once it gets beat, you've got to get that replacement pair?
Good. That is a great question. I don't think... I am not sure that I have ever got to the stage of completely beating a pair up that I felt like the need to replace it with the exact same pair. And I think a white-on-white Air Force One is a very specific... Because once you slightly beat a white Air Force One, you look like a 17-year-old teenage girl who still walks around with the battered Air Force Ones on the feet. So they've got to be like, you got to keep them like crispy white or we just look battered. Is there another shoe that people do that with in general? Never mind, just us.
Well, maybe not a certain colourway, but maybe with a certain shoe. Maybe making sure you've always got a certain shoe ready, that kind of any occasion, you know, just shoe that goes with everything. And I mean, come to you, Tess. Have you got a shoe in your collection where you think it should just go to summer shoe, and if it gets beaten up, you're going to need another pair?
Air Max Ones. I have to tell you, I will show you. I put them in the washing machine all the time. I've got University Reds, my watermelons. Don't shake your head. I just do it. Because the bottom line is, I've had ketchup, I've had wine, I've had everything on these shoes, and they go everywhere. Love them to bits, and I just chuck them in the washing machine.
I love how you kind of summed up your diet there as ketchup and wine.
Well, yeah, you have, I'm a sort of a hot dog and red wine kind of lady. Pizza and red wine. Yeah.
No, because if I do need to take you all out for lunch or dinner or tea or whatever it is, I'll take you out for hot dogs and wine. That sounds very cheap. I'm all up for doing that. So.
No, it's only if it's in New York.
If what?
If only if it's in New York, then we're going to have a hot dog.
Yeah, I don't think I can afford that. I don't get free planes, just trains. Right, back to shoes. Right, what... I do like having a little sort of Adidas canvasy type shoe. So like the Norfu Spezial that came out a few years ago and the Hulton Spezial, things like that. I do like wearing those in summer, like a little suede type, lightweight Adidas. I think I pick a lot of those up over as a summer kind of staple. But they're not the same shoe, but they're a very similar type shoe. You can either chuck them on with or without socks, a nice pair of shorts, and just go to the pub, praying the pubs are open.
I'm going to put it out there right now, Danny. No trainers should ever be worn without socks.
I will agree. I agree on that. I have a lot of no-show socks for that occasion, but for those smelly people who do wear trainers without socks, Tess, trainers, socks, always socks?
Yes, of course. Basic hygiene.
I agree, but we have to ask the question. I don't presume. Do you know? You never know what someone's...
No cheese in my shoes, thank you.
Just red wine and ketchup. The rest of the hot dog stays
that's
in
on. Hand. That's on top. And pizza.
So, Dan, have you got a pair anyway? We've gone around now. So what's yours?
I mean, I'm with Tess on this one. I think the... A staple Air Max One, like the University Reds or an Infrared 90 for summer. That's always the pairs I've always, you know, for as long as I can remember, always had a pair in my collection, like ready to go. But nowhere near the levels of Mayer buying 20 pairs a trip or 20 pairs a release or 20 pairs a year. No, that's next level.
Do you know what answer I thought you was going to give? Some sort of dad running doing the barbecue type shoe?
Oh, I'm always barbecue ready, Danny. Always barbecue ready.
Every summer, I'm going to buy a pair of, like, sort of... What were the runners last year? I can't remember what you got for your barbecue shoes.
Oh, you...
It was some Nike. The Nike... Ooh. 6,000, what?
Oh, the P6000. I love that shoe. That is a great shoe. Great for barbecuing.
Was that your hot dog shoe?
It is one of my hot dog shoes. And I make a mean hot dog.
I've never tasted your hot dog. But that's maybe, that's maybe for a different type of podcast and not one talking about trainers.
Oh, goodness.
So we've got runners. We've got dodgy dad Nike runners and Air Maxes from Dan. We've got Air Max ones from Tess and a little Adidas Spezial type shoe from me. I think that's a nice eclectic selection.
A nice mix. And we're all ready for summer?
Oh my God. Are we ready for summer?
I'm so ready.
I cannot wait. But has summer already been? Because I'm thinking, it's not like lockdown 1.0, is it, at the minute? This time last year, how hot was it?
Heatwave. And right now it's snowing in Manchester.
No.
What's that about?
Is it snowing?
Well, in Manchester, I've got one eye on the football. And there's,
I was about to say the footy. The
What's playing? Who's playing Manchester United, is it?
No, it's City PSG. And unfortunately, City are winning. And, you know, I'm not a PSG fan, but just hoping they get knocked out of the Champions League tonight.
No. We don't want that. We support English teams. Come on, Daniel. We're not having that.
We support some English teams, but when it gets to this stage, we can't have them winning trophies, can we?
Well, I'm not well. Anyway, how eclectic is this podcast? Because we've got, as Tess falls asleep, talking about football. So we've had football. We've had dinner, lunch, and trainers, and all sorts of things. So,
and a couple of history lessons from Tess. So,
Tess dropping knowledge. Right. So, shall we move on?
Let's.
Go on then, Dan. So, what have we got for this week's releases then?
So, first up, see how you feel about this one. And there's five of them. Five. Adidas ZX8000, another collab with Lego, in five colours, Danny. Five colours, Tess. Five.
Five? It's five bricks.
Yeah.
Tess, tell us more, because I think this is crazy. There's no need for five of these shoes.
Well, you know, look, I had a little peruse and thought, well, you know, I've got the original... which has obviously the collaboration of all the different colour bricks. And this is, so I suppose, fundamentally simple. It is your green brick, your blue brick. Yeah, I think as a visual thing, they're great. Do I want them? No.
No. You'd be like, is it McFly or Busted? Like the weirdo with five colours in the hair, like five pairs of same shoes in slightly different colours. Is that not just a bit weird? To have them all. This is,
I just think there's not enough going on with this shoe to warrant five colours. There's been countless ZX this year already, which have been arguably better. There's an ash grey, obviously green, core black, royal blue, and an EQT yellow, I believe. It's just too many.
Yeah. Do you know what? I actually quite like the grey pair, bizarrely. Which is not usually me. I'll usually like a pair that pops a little bit more. But out of the five, I'd take the grey pair. But they're just not... Like Tess, I've got the pair from last September, was it? When the Lego A to ZX ones came out with all the different colours on the white upper. They were really nice. Still a little bit out there, but they were a good release. But I don't know why... And I know Lego and Adidas have collaborated and done some lesser shoes, for want of a better term, for the kids and stuff like that. And but yeah, they're just not. I can pass on. I'm not going to try and get any of these pairs. But
I think they're basic bricks.
Oh, God damn it! God damn it, I wish I'd have thought of that. Tess, I doff my cap.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was good, Tess. Got to give you credit, and that's why we invite you back. You might have just won yourself another appearance.
You basic brick.
So, sticking with Adidas, the collab with Bathing Ape on the Superstar, obviously they released the white and black version a good few weeks ago now, and as Tess is showing us, I don't think Tess is getting this is a podcast, and there are no visuals here, Tess. No visuals.
No, this is a private thing, you know.
We're just showing off her Bathing Ape mug. The camo Superstar. What do we think?
Theresa?
You know, I think they're a solid shoe. I think I like the gold accents on it. I always like a Superstar anyway. Am I going to rush to get it? No, I think that camo is the sort of the more vintage aesthetic. But, yeah,
that's
all
right. So this is where...
This is so not you.
No, completely wrong. I would 100%. If I hadn't got the overkills and I was just being a bit more choosy, if this was 2020, I'm getting a pair. 100%.
Really?
Yeah, and what it is because obviously Adidas and Bape, when they did the first Superstars, it was one of the first like crossover streetwear, sportswear collaborations. You talked to Gary Aston about the conversations he had, and that shoe that came out was like iconic. And when the first ones came out, there was like a blue and red camo came out as well, I think, wasn't it? It was like a blue, red camo colour. And then it was the basic white and black. And I was like, and I even remember saying to somebody, why are they not bringing out the in proper camo and paying homage to that original release? And then they've dropped it, and I think, what a shoe. I really, really rate it, but I don't know. Superstars don't fit me very well, if I'm being brutally honest. I've got quite wide feet, so the shell toe like nips me. So they are an on-the-shelf pair. They're not a pair I can just go and wear to work around the office for 12 hours, unfortunately. So that's why...
How much they are?
I don't know how much they are. About, are they 110?
And then?
They are 130 English pounds.
130? 130. Wow, okay. That might put me off a little bit.
That's a bit cheeky.
I'm northern and tight, and £130 for Superstar sounds expensive.
Yeah, I mean, it's Bathing Ape collab, though. Obviously, I think it's brilliant. The camo's iconic with Bape and stuff, and obviously this silhouette's obviously one of Adidas's most famous ones. Much better for me than the white and black version, I think, because it just stands out, and a collab like this should pop.
Absolutely.
So, super solid release.
Yeah, and if I don't want to break this streak, I'll try and bend the rules any further than I already.
No, you just have a few bevies, then it doesn't count.
Oh yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's a great rule. That
I like that one.
Well, yeah, great shoe. Anything else coming up, Dan?
Yes, we've got three SB Dunk Lows this week. So we'll go through them in order because there's some solid ones here. So we're going to start it off. There's an orange label SB Dunk Low, white, classic, great for summer, easy one. Don't need to talk about this too much, I don't think. But the next two, a bit more to talk about. So we've got the collaboration with Stingwater. Again, Dunk Low, loads of detail on it, kind of based... apparently based on like taking magic mushrooms.
Mushroom dunks.
What do we think?
So for me, do you know, like I said, the white pair, the solid, an orange label stuff is so, you know, it's a great quality shoe, but it's an easy skip for me. Just a white dunk in the nicest possible way. Skaters need to get them and just skate the hell out of them and kick them to bits, for me. Mushroom. The lack of a swoosh I just can't do it. It looks like, what's that? They look like a bit of a fake pair. I know they're not a fake pair, but do you like them Benjis that came out? Was it last year or the year before?
With all I think that was
little swooshes just all over. I didn't get those either. I was like, what's this? Not, no. Straight away when I saw them, I thought they were the easiest skip ever. Not for me. Tess?
I think they're quite cute. I like the, because it's a little jeweled mini swoosh. I mean, I like something that is slightly different, and I like that sort of red elephant pattern. I like the icy midsole. Yeah, I mean, look, again, if it's one of these shoes that if I can get it, I'll get it. If it passes me by, I'm not going to cry.
You're a poet and you don't know it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think you've nailed it again there, Tess, to be honest. I think the detail on this shoe is amazing. The see-through sole with the text underneath, they've got a stash pocket, even the little label on the tongue's nice. What I did think was interesting, though, and still waiting to see when people get it delivered, did you see the friends and family box that they sold on their website?
I didn't know.
So, roughly $100, friends and family box. No shoes. $100 for a box, I believe. Now, obviously, it might turn up. When it turns up to people's houses, they might have the shoes inside. But when you went on the website to buy it, it looks like you're just buying a cardboard box for $100.
Wow. I mean, that's epic. If that's to get the resellers or whatever it might be, that's a great ploy. Oh, I'd love to know the story behind it, if that's how they actually arrive.
I wonder if you input your shoe size.
Well, that's it. I mean, I didn't go and try and buy a cardboard box for $100 because why would you? But I'm sure a lot of people did. So maybe some listeners can fill us in and let us know if you did have to say your shoe size. To my knowledge, you didn't. But there's other rumours as well. Apparently, if you plant this box, it will grow into magic mushrooms.
Wow.
So maybe it is worth $100.
I've no idea.
And the third SB release this week, I'm going to come to Tess for this one first, because people are calling it the Papa Bear or the reverse Papa Bear. It's Dunklo, reverse Papa Bear colorway. I think the name is absolutely nonsense, because if you reverse a colorway and the shoe's not furry like the Papa Bear, it's just not a Papa Bear. Tess.
Is it a bald bear?
Danny, can we mute Tess?
I don't know where the mute button is, to be honest. It's very...
Or a closely shaved bear. I don't know. It's not right. If it doesn't have the fuzz, it ain't a bear. I'm sorry.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I'm on that train as well. And it's just... It's just a basic dunk, which is coloured a little bit like the Papa Bear legendary colour. And is it officially called that, or are people just in quotes Papa Bear in it to try and do like, what were some of the, because we had some like the reverse, I'm having a memory blank now. Like the, would call them, from back in the day. They did a colourway.
I'm enjoying watching you struggle here, Danny.
The Unray guns and stuff. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you're saying. It happens a lot where they flip a colourway and it's called a un whatever, or the, you know, people give shoes names, but I can't get on board with calling these a Papa Bear Dunklo, because it's not. The colourway's flipped. It's not furry. So this shoe needs a new name. But it's not a bad shoe.
No. And if this was, let's go back, maybe 3 years ago, you'd say solid Nike SB Dunk release. And it probably is still solid now, but I think with some of the shoes that come out, some of the Dunks especially that are coming out at the minute, you know, I just think these are, again, they're an easy pass. I mean, look at what's coming. I mean, the Paradunks that are coming. Incredible. The P rods.
And the FTC Dunklow as well looks really good.
Oh my god. Oh my god, the quilting on the inside of that.
Looks amazing.
I'm gonna declare it now, I'm not doing 12 pairs this year, because stuff like that just has me, it just, there's no way that FTC pair, if that FTC pair and the Power Dunks and the P rods, which I might have done a flip reverse and decided I like them, if they all dropped in the same week, that's three pairs that I can't pass on. They're not going to drop in the same week, but you know what I'm saying. I don't think they're going to be stretched out over 3 months.
Yeah, and obviously if you're on five now, that'll take you up to eight, and we don't even know what else is coming.
True. But I'm going to still try. Do you mean God loves a tryer? Yeah? No, and we until I've surpassed 12, I'm still on target, so it is what it is.
So, final release we'll talk about this week. Tess, again, I'll come to you, because earlier in the podcast, you called yourself a bit of a hype beast. You're wearing some Supreme, which obviously the people can't see. On Thursday, Supreme are releasing a collaboration with Nike on an Air Max 96. Three colorways. What are we saying?
Three? I only saw the camo and the blacks.
I'm pretty sure there's a third colorway. I'll be honest, I've not even paid it much attention because, well, that's how I feel about it.
Because they're not your cup of tea. Honestly, they're not my cup of tea either. Yeah, the thing is, I think all these plastic shoes, as I'm watching, I mean, I haven't even worn my clots, I must admit, but as I'm seeing everyone with their fogged up feet, I'm not sure this sort of plastic see-through transparent shoes is going to have its heyday much longer after the 2021, in all honesty. And I can't, these shoes, I mean, I think they're aesthetically, yes, I get it. Creatively, I like them. Do I want them? No. In all honesty.
I think the third colorway, don't quote me on this, but I think it's silver. I think they're doing a camo black and a silver bullet version of the 96.
Right. You know, it's all about the sock, isn't it? Because the Supreme Supreme box logo is the inside. So you can't really see that. And it's not like even with the Tailwinds, they had it, it was very small on the shoe. So, you know, it's not sort of iconically a big box logo going down the street, which I would be all over, by the way.
Danny, what do you think?
So I was going to come to you next, because as a 96 fan, and obviously you wear Supreme, and I don't wear 96s or Supreme. What's your thoughts?
I couldn't be more disappointed. I mean, the pictures have been out for a while now, so I've seen them and I've got over the disappointment. But yeah, I wear a fair bit of Supreme. I love a 96. If someone told me a year ago that Supreme were going to do an Air Max 96, I would be absolutely buzzing. These are shocking. They're so bad.
I can't agree more. I can't agree more.
But Dan, what don't you like about them?
The see-through panels.
Yes. Yeah.
Everything that is not an Air Max 96. An Air Max 96 was a proper runner back in the day, obviously. You know, see-through panels on shoes aren't for me anyway, to be honest. And what's worse than one see-through panel on a shoe? 10.
It's like skylights.
Yeah,
I think essentially, if they had kept that shoe, not had the see-through panel, but actually had fabric, and it was the box logo, Supreme underneath it, that would have been epic. You know, you could still have had that camo, the black and the silver colorway, but I just think those transparent panels are just, it's going to be overdone.
Even if it wasn't transparent and it was like a little bit translucent, but maybe in like red, you know, Supreme red, so you could just barely see through it.
Yeah.
It just looks shocking. I think it's such a disappointing collab.
I'll tell you one thing, everyone's got shit socks.
You're true. No, I'm just not a fan of see-through shoes. I remember, and we always go on about Sneakerville. I remember being in Sneakerville back in 2005, and was it the Air Force 2s that came out, the see-through Air Force 2s, and you got that lovely blue sock that matched, and it was a bit like a, oh my God, look at these, like see-through trainers. And then obviously the clot Air Max 1s back in the day. And I said it about the clots. They were best just leaving back then. The shock factor was back then. And now it just feels like a bit of a, we've seen this before. Granted, not on a 96, but it's just a really poor execution for me of a shit theme. Excuse my language.
I think it definitely had the possibility to be something really epic, and it's a bit of a letdown. It almost went too mainstream.
Is it a bit like Line of Duty?
Oh, what a terrible ending. We won't give away any spoilers, because I'm sure there's loads of people listening that... Well, there's probably not loads of people listening at this point. There's probably just a couple, but...
Sean's listening.
Hey, I'm Sean! Shout out to Sean!
But I think this collab is up there with one of the biggest disappointments of the week with the Line of Duty finale.
And on that note...
There is a brighter point, though, with the Air Max 96. There's two Air Max 96s, as we know, and the other style, like the Air Max 96-2, will be out in a couple of weeks. So that might just save May.
Save May or me?
Both.
So I think that's it for what we've got on this week for releases, Dan. Have we got anything else? I can't think.
That's it. There's some other bits, but like I say, not everything's worth talking about.
No, I was thinking before we actually started, I thought it's a bit of a dry week. We won't talk much about the releases, and then we've talked ages about the releases, but it is what it is. We like to waffle, especially with the third wheel waffler who likes dropping knowledge. That you're not going to be called Mary Poppins anymore. The third wheel waffler is what we're going to be referring to from now on.
I prefer Mary Poppins.
Okay, then. We'll keep it at Mary Poppins.
But I think we're going to have to get some sound effects, Danny, for every time Tess drops a knowledge bomb.
Oh, have a little button.
Tim Westwood.
It's trying to blow me up. I'm not quite sure.
We wouldn't do that to you.
No, we wouldn't. So I think we'll come to the end of this week anyway. It's getting late. I've not eaten my tea yet. I'm really, really hungry.
It's dinner.
And on that note, Dan, anything else to say?
Nothing from me.
Tess?
Peace out.
Enjoy, folks, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.